Heroes in the Making by Dale Fredrickson. Jonah 1:1-4. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai, saying, "Go at once to Nineveh, that great city, and cry out against it, for their wickedness has come up before me." But Jonah set out to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid for his fare and went on board to go with them to Tarshish, away from the presence of the Lord. As we slid through the intersection, I saw the oncoming car in my peripherals. The roads were icy, and the oncoming car crashed into my side of the car. The airbag exploded, giving me a Mike Tyson uppercut that flung my head into the metal door jamb for the knockout. The next thing I knew, I was standing in the middle of a snow-packed road and blood trickled from my head. Then, the hero came. She wrapped my head with gauze, took off my blood-stained jacket, and put me in her warm Subaru Outback until the ambulance arrived. I never got her name. Her heroic actions saved my life. She's a hero. The message of the Bible and the message of Jonah is this: you can be a hero. Jonah was made for Hollywood. A runaway prophet, a raging sea and disgruntled sailors, plus a giant fish that swallowed Jonah and after 3 days spit him back onto dry land. There's also a confrontation with a king, a bush that gives Jonah shade, and a worm that eats the bush. This 4-chapter book, which can be read in about 8 minutes, tells the humorous, heart-searching story of Jonah's journey with God. In the opening scene, Jonah is given a divine mandate. He's called to go to Nineveh and let the people know that their actions are not okay with God. It's as if the God of Israel whispered to Jonah, "You can be a hero. You can be a person who acts courageously and loves unconditionally. You can mend, join, and unite the world's brokenness. You can be a minister and meet the needs of others. You can carry my message of love to the Ninevites." We quickly learn that Jonah has other plans. He says no. He chooses to board a ship headed for Tarshish, the opposite direction. But Jonah chooses to run, to hide, to sleep, to say no. The opening scene, or first 3 verses, set up the tension of the entire story. We're on the edge of our seats. Questions keep us reading, listening, or watching. Will Jonah follow God's leading or continue to run? What will happen to the Ninevites? Will Jonah become a hero to the Ninevites? What's God going to do about all of this? Jonah's story helps us to think about our own story. The times and places that we've said yes or no or I don't know. 2,000 years ago, God, through Jesus, offered the world another divine mandate. Rabbi Jesus, the one they would later call king, asked people to follow his example and go and remake the world. Early Christians were called to go to Nineveh-like places in their world. Nineveh-like places are those all too familiar spaces of pain and human brokenness. Those places where stereotypes abound. Jesus taught his followers that what the world needed most is heroes to sow wildflowers, burn sage, and to grow trees. Sowing wildflowers is about forgiveness. It's about a commitment to forgive those who have hurt us, betrayed us, and wounded us. It's also a commitment to not exploit people with our money. We are called to let go of debts that continually keep people in the bondage of poverty. Burning sage is the commitment to love our neighbors, our enemies, and ourselves. Every person is made in the image of God and deserves our love and respect. Growing trees is a commitment to serving others. It's a commitment to do all that is in our strength to help our brothers and sisters grow, to help them become all that God has created them to be. A revolution takes place when people follow Jesus' example and sow wildflowers, burn sage, and grow trees. Becoming a hero, according to Jesus, means learning to forgive, love, and serve others. Those Nineveh-like places sometimes cause us to move, to go to a different city, but sometimes those Nineveh-like places are right here in our own families and workplaces. When people say yes to this divine invitation, the fresh waters of God's love remake all that is. Jesus still comes to our cities and suburbs. He comes to our homes and workplaces and invites us to go and remake this world. It's as if God, through Jesus, whispers to us, you can be a hero. You can be a person who acts courageously and loves unconditionally. You can mend, join, and unite the world's brokenness. You can be a minister who meets someone's needs with love. You can carry my message of love to this city. You are called to go to the Ninevite places in our world and to forgive and to love and to serve. The message of Jonah and the message of Jesus is this: you can be a hero. Just like what we have witnessed this past week in Aurora, the police officers who broke protocol to save lives, the four boys who carried out an older man, the nurse who tied a tourniquet that saved the young man's life, boyfriends who put their bodies in harm's way for their girlfriends, the young woman who used two fingers to save her friend's life, the older woman who hands out popsicles to people who visit the memorial site. Heroes. In these times of brokenness, pain, and fear, Jonah and Jesus offer a challenge. Will you be a hero? Will you act courageously and love unconditionally? Will you commit to the mending, joining, and uniting of the world? We need more heroes. God is calling.